I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Welcome back. I feel like we haven't watched Doctor Who in months. Because we talked about Dave the Doctor forever. There were many other things happening. By the way, I would still love to hear about your first times. Anyone who wants to reminisce about the first time they ever watched Doctor Who and whether that had an impact, or like some people have said that they watched it and didn't really give two poos about it and then later on became kind of obsessed with it. When was your first time? I've got more up my sleeve, so please let me know. Anyway, we're starting with, we're heading back to the 25th anniversary special. Well, not the special. The 25th anniversary special was, I believe, Silver Nemesis from the 25th season, starring Sylvester McCoy as the Doctor. But in Australia, we got the 25th season within about a month. So in November in 1988, we got the opening of the 25th season, which was Remembrance of the Daleks. So I'm calling that the 25th anniversary special. I mean, it kind of starts out like that's what it's meant to be, because, you know, it feels like it's the 25th anniversary special, even though Silver Nemesis was technically it. Is that a 25th thing? I don't know. I don't know what number anniversaries are. Is it 25th is Silver? I thought Silver was a different one. Anyway. Oh, yeah, because 50th is Gold. Is that it? Anyway, that was Silver Nemesis. That was a completely other thing. But that's... Is it the next one along or two along? I think it's like two along. Anyway, we're watching Remembrance of the Daleks and we're going to love it. It starts with a cold open, which is really strange for Doctor Who of the classic era, because it used to just start with the wacky title sequence, you know, spooky title sequence, depending if you're in the 60s or 70s or 80s. Once you head into the 80s, it gets a bit spacey. I think the last one to have a cold open was probably the Five Doctors, but that was a special. That was like a 90-minute special, so I don't know that really counts. Anyway, we have a cold open. It's the Earth hanging in space, and you can hear a very young Russell T. Davis being influenced for the rest of his life. is going to use this exact same shot to open many an episode of his era of Doctor Who, including the first one he ever does. Just starts with the Earth hanging in space. And we can hear John F. Kennedy talking. This is going to take forever because there's a lot packed into even this opening. So John F. Kennedy's making a speech. This is significant because the day before, so Doctor Who aired on the 23rd of November, 1963. On the 22nd of November is when President Kennedy was shot in Dallas in the USA. They ended up repeating Doctor Who again the following week because the BBC were like, well, I don't think anyone watched it. Everyone was watching the news. Everyone was a bit too shell-shocked from the assassination of Kennedy. So there was an assumption that maybe... I think it ran late too because the news had been going on so much. It was repeated again the next week when they played the second episode. It was weird to have a repeat so early on. In Australia, it was repeated forever, as we know. So you've got John F. Kennedy talking, and then what sounds like a Russian speaker. I'm sure there's, you know, an endless Wikipedia page for this episode, which I have not read, but I'll read it later and let you know who that is. And then we hear Martin Luther King saying, I have a dream. Which is also interesting given, like, you know, the depiction of people other than white people in the show up to this point has been very limited. So I was fascinated to see that. I was like, oh, cool, we're embracing things other than, you know, the white colonial point of view. Then we pull back from the space from the Earth in space to see a spaceship hanging there in the dark. And then the credits start. It's a very weird way to start, which is what makes me think of this as the 25th anniversary story, even though it was not on the actual date, because it feels like it is. Like, it kind of, you know, the structure of it is such that, you know, this is the 25th anniversary story. I know it's the opening of the 25th anniversary season. So much of the content of this story just screams anniversary. So we're just pretending it is. Anyway, the opening credits start. The very wackadoodle late 80s CGI. I'm pretty sure you could probably make these opening credits on your phone now. Like, it was probably took months of rendering, months to get it to look like this. Anyway, the opening credits to Doctor Who are always interesting. So then we open, we're at the Coal Hill School in Shoreditch. I did not know it had a suburb. That's exciting. And then we see Pamela Salem, who I love. She's in The Robots of Death as well. She's wearing a heaven woolen twin set. And then there's a creepy girl standing by watching, like a schoolgirl with blonde hair and a sinister Alice band. Can an Alice band be sinister? I've decided it is. The Doctor and Ace come down a laneway, and they're watched by the creepy girl, and Ace is playing some nonsense on a boombox. She's got, you know, one of those double tape deck boomboxes on her shoulder, and the Doctor's like, your clothing's anachronistic, that's why people are staring at you, and then he turns off the boombox because he also is annoyed by whatever that noise is that it's making. And Ace is like, well, it's not my fault that people here have no style. I mean, look at her. And the girl has disappeared. And then the Doctor's like, are you carrying any Nitro 9 explosives in your bag? And she's like, no. I love that this is just kind of setting up, you know, for anyone that hasn't watched Doctor Who in this era. I mean, I know it's only the second year that McCoy's been the Doctor, and there's only been 14 episodes. This is only the 15th ever episode of a McCoy Doctor Who, because they shrank the seasons back then. It's kind of like, it feels like it's being set up for an anniversary story, and that they're hoping people will be watching who haven't watched before. So they're just doing a little bit of, you know, reminding you what goes on. This is what's happened before. I mean, Ace has only just become the companion, hasn't she? Like, she was in, she just left with the Doctor in Dragonfire, which is the end of the last season, and now it's like they've been traveling for ages. So that's weird. anyway, it's just like a little reminder of her Nitro 9 explosives that she has in her backpack, but she says she doesn't. By the way, I had a bomber jacket exactly like that when I was, you know, when this came out, I guess, I like around this time. Mine wasn't oversized like Ace's was because I wanted to show off my behind. My 501s. Everyone had a pair of 501s back then. That was the style at the time. I was such a twink. I was like an uber twink. When this is on TV, so this is like November 88, yeah, I would have been 17. And, yeah, was very much into, you know, going down Chapel Street with my friend Lucy, hanging out, doing stuff. It was, yeah, it was some crazy times. So the Doctor asks Ace what she thinks of the black van that they're standing in front of, because it's got like an aerial on it. And she's like, oh, it could be a TV detector van, which is a thing. I don't know if you know this, but in the UK, because like the BBC is paid for by TV license fees. So if you haven't paid your license fee and you're watching TV, you're kind of in trouble. So there were vans that went to check whether or not you were sucking the signal out of the air. Your television, and the van could detect whether you were watching TV or not. I know it's mad, but that was a thing that went on in England. Does it still happen? Does anyone? I mean, we have a few people from the UK who listen. Like, are detector vans still a thing, or is that just, you know, there is? Because I mean, it also pays for like the iPlayer, the license fee. It pays for a whole bunch of things that the BBC does, like the radio, the everything. Anyway, do they have vans? I need to know. Please let me know, and we'll find out next week sometime, I'm sure. All right, more of Remembrance of the Daleks in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.